Good morning, and good morning to the show.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning to LA. The show. Well,
yeah, I know.
I meant welcome to the show.
I'm still trying
to figure out the equipment here. So, good morning, Manu.
Good morning, Sam.
How are you doing? You're still sounding not very well in the morning.
No, that's just, I figured it's just the sound of being tired.
Oh, yeah? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's all it is.
Oh, okay.
Just still trying to wake up. You know?
How many hours of sleep did you get?
I don't know, maybe about six. But see, I'm a gal, I'm one of these people that definitely need my 8-9 hours sleep.
Are you serious?
Yeah, any less than that,
where the
I'm
hell
dying.
Are you going to find 8 or 9 hours to sleep?
Now, believe me. Trust me.
Yeah.
I'm looking for that.
I figure the lack of sleep is going to catch up with me. I mean, I'm putting in like 5 hours every day. But somehow I keep going, you know.
And, I know, I know.
I don't know how, but...
Well, William and I were talking about that last night because I said, I'm concerned.
Oh, don't be concerned. Be concerned with yourself.
No,
I'll worry about myself.
We were. But he's been absolutely adorable. He's like cooked me dinner. I came home, you know, really late last night from work. And he comes down and he goes... I cooked you some food, Manu.
Oh, how sweet.
And I'm telling you, this guy's becoming domesticated.
Really?
It was
never used to do that before?
No, it was me that was always cooking.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I'm not kidding. He made this, like, the most wonderful chicken roast with vegetables.
Really?
Oh, wow. I was like, why?
Wow, sounds good.
Gee, darling, you're really impressing me.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, it's admirable when men cook, you know. I never try to dabble in it, so.
He's a messy cook, but he cooks good.
Really? See, that's the thing. I'm a clean cook, but I don't cook anything. So I don't know which one is better.
I know. So anyways, I was just going through a few things, trying to find what stuff. Do we have a guest today?
No. We don't have a guest today.
Oh, Sam.
Tomorrow.
Sam.
Tomorrow. Well, what do you want me to do? You know, I mean, people keep pulling my ad off of Craigslist. So the supply of guests has dried up a little bit.
Oh.
You know. So, but, you know, we're going to keep going and we'll see. I mean, I prefer to get guests that are, you get to know not through Craigslist or something. You know, when you bring in a good guest, it really adds to the show.
I thought that lady, Melisita?
Millicent?
Millicent?
Right.
She was a lovely lady.
Yeah.
Very beautiful,
she was very nice, and she's got a great book. Did you start reading it at all?
No,
obviously not. When the hell are you going
to
read it?
You know, I tried to pick it up yesterday while I was work, you know, just for a brief second.
Right.
And then sure enough, like, oh, God darn it. I started getting phone calls for, you know, beer deliveries and so on.
Yeah.
That ruined it. So, oh well.
Yeah.
But interesting lady. Interesting lady. I'm yet to find out a little bit more about her.
Yeah. I went to see a client yesterday. And Yeah, so I have to make that drive that I hate. And
where to?
Towards Hollywood, around there.
Okay.
Near Hollywood. And so I make a left turn, and, you know, there was like a long line of cars. So I went into the left lane, I think like too early, right? There's sometimes you can't just drive down the middle lane. You have to be turning soon when you get into that.
Right.
So as I'm pulling up to the light, there's a cop like next to me, right? And then when the light turns green, he changes lane and gets behind me. So I thought, great, you know, now I'm going to get pulled over. And I was with Doug on the phone at the time.
Oh, right.
So the cop just drives behind me for about, you know, half a mile, not doing anything. But I just knew he was going to stop me, you know. I mean, if he took that trouble to move to the left lane and follow me, obviously he was going to do something.
You were waiting for the lights to come on, right?
Right. So he pulls me over. So the lights come on and he pulls me over.
Oh, he does.
And I thought, shit, you know, I mean, what is it with me? You know, first time I get in an accident and now a ticket. And so I don't know what's going on. So at any rate, he walks up to me and he introduces himself politely and says, you know, you're not driving with a front license plate. And I'm just like so shocked that, you know, because I was happy. that's all it was, because that's not a moving violation. That's a correctable infraction.
Right.
So he gives me the ticket, and I said, look, I just had an accident. I mean, there's nowhere to put the plate. So he says, well, I don't know if there was one there before or not, you know, and all that. He said, just get it done. So I figured, you know, it's like, shit, you know, and I like cops. But what is the point of doing this? You know, obviously he saw me in his side view mirror, mm-hmm. and that's what prompted him to stop me.
Right.
But he didn't even go in front of the car and take a look at it, even when I told him that I'd been to an accident. He didn't bother looking at the car. He was never standing in front of the car.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what the fuck? So now he's just like hassling me. Now I have to go and to the courthouse and show that I put it back on, and it's a pain in the ass.
Oh, you have to do that?
That's what you have to do.
Oh,
yeah, otherwise,
no.
How are you going to prove to them that you did it?
I know.
Yeah.
Send them a photograph.
Yeah.
Take
send
a picture.
A photograph.
Yeah, today, a before and after shot.
Yeah. Well, with Photoshop today, I don't think anybody believes any pictures that you see out there.
So you have to waste your time to go to the...
Yeah.
To the courts,
yeah.
to prove
For
to
what?
Them...
For what? And as I'm sitting there, I'm thinking...
But hang on. How are you going to prove that you've put a plate on your...
You're going to drive there and show it to them physically.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're going to have to grab someone's like, hey, look.
Yeah. That's exactly what you do.
What?
Yeah. You
that
see, and as I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, don't you have somebody else to pull over? I mean, is this really, does this present danger on the roads?
No.
I mean, aren't there like priorities? You know,
they should be checking those people who go through red lights.
Yeah, red light. I mean, people drive like shit, you know? People really drive like shit, and sometimes you wish there was a cop there and there isn't. But out of all the violations you can have moving, you're going to stop. I mean, the front plates are usually the area of the parking enforcement.
Yeah.
They're the ones that give you those tickets. So
a
cop to take out of his time when he could be patrolling and finding someone who's really endangering people. To stop me for the fucking front license plate, for crying out loud. It's beyond me. I don't understand it, Manu.
Now, did you have to pay for the ticket?
No, you don't have to pay for it.
Is it just a correctional?
It's
There's no
just
fine
a correct,
or anything like
yeah,
that, right?
Yeah. No fine.
Okay.
No fine. So now, that's what I'm saying
again. Do you have your plate or did you lose it?
No, I have my plate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But you know what? The truth is, I didn't have a front plate before either. I had like this BMW plate on there, you know. And I got a couple tickets for that. So, yeah, when I put it back on after I fixed the car,
yeah.
I just put in a regular plate. It's just not worth it, you know.
Oh, wow.
But when if I got my BMW, I had to, like, make it all fancy and everything. But now it's like I'm over it, you know. Now it's just the car.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm still remembering my hugging of my car dream.
You know, you got cat hair all over you this morning. You weren't wearing black, so it really shows.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. It's the way you look, not me.
I know it's like I'm pet friendly, no matter what.
Yeah, you see, my wife always knows after I've been with the kids, because I come back and I have dog hair all over me. You know, because they have a dog and I always pet her. She's like, she's always extremely excited to see me.
The dog?
Yeah, it's a Chihuahua. So I pick it up and I play with her and everything. And then I've got all this hair on me, you know. And it's gross, you know. It's really gross.
I know. I'm very anal because I do have a number of cats.
Oh, yeah?
And so, I mean, I'm always vacuuming, wiping down because I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
Even my bed. I'm changing my sheets like every week.
Really?
And I'm vacuuming the bloody thing.
Yeah.
And,
well, that's good. I mean,
even every night before I go to bed.
Yeah.
Because I can't handle it. I have a cloth.
Yeah.
And I wipe it down. I wipe down my pillows.
Really?
Because my cats sleep up near my head.
Uh-huh.
So they're sleeping on the main sheet, which I don't like.
Yeah.
So I have to wipe it down.
Yeah.
Because I'm anal about it. I love animals, but I don't like hair.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Well, so that's a curious thing you're doing. I wanted to remind everyone, the lines are still open. Take advantage of the toll-free number because we may not have one anymore. I'm changing a phone system, so we don't have the phone ringing here all
right.
the time. But I may not be able to get a toll-free number with that
but
system.
You know,
at least in the beginning.
Yeah. But you know what I don't understand, right? We've got all these toll-free numbers. Now, how many people you know today have a home phone to call from?
Right.
Most people who are calling are calling from their cell phones.
Right.
So a toll-free number doesn't mean poo.
Exactly. That all the calls,
you're still paying for you're still paying for minutes regardless.
I know, and I think that well, no, I mean, you're not paying for minutes if you're calling from a landline.
But
obviously,
how many people do you know are calling from a landline?
Yeah, and besides, it's like 5 minutes, you know. No, no, I'm saying that if they're on a cell phone, then they have to be concerned with the minutes.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, what, do you call for 5 minutes, you know, to the station? It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And even with landlines, I think most people have those phone plans where you have unlimited long distance and stuff. But, you know, regardless, I mean, if someone wants to call...
On your cell phone, unlimited.
No, and some on landlines as well, you can get that. Like, for example, we have Vonage.
Right.
Which is, it's actually telephone over the internet, and but you use your regular phone, you know.
Right.
And so, well, what did I want to, okay, I was talking about Vonage, I'm sorry. So you have unlimited calls, you know, for like $25 or something.
Yeah.
You know, so, do you see how my mind went blank?
I mean,
that's the scariest thing on radio.
I know. But my point was saying is that there are so few people that I know that have a landline.
Right. You're right. You're right. We
at
have
home.
One. We barely use it. I don't know, even know why we have it. So our toll-free number, 866-515-6977. Again, 866-515-6977. It is on the website, and we'd love to hear from you. Manu, I don't think we don't have a guest today, but so we have to talk a lot today.
No, let's play a few more songs.
You want to play? We need to play some games, you know, like all kinds of different games and stuff. I'm actually learning some. I got a DVD that teaches you like mentalism, you know, like magic through mental things, like to guess things that you think and that you write and all that stuff. And it's pretty amazing. I'm doing this so I can bring this to the show and stuff. It'll be pretty amazing, you know, but I don't even have the time to do it.
Trying to figure out how that's going to work.
Why? I mean, this is not magic where you have to see it. This is mentalism. So, so you talk about it.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Like, for example, I'll tell you, write a number or something or a name of somebody and I can guess it.
Oh.
You know, yeah, things like that.
How about blank?
Blank? Whatever you're
how
talking
about. How about blank?
I don't know.
No, you'll be reading in my mind, like, okay, she's ready to read.
Oh, I see. I'm going to read blank between your ears. Okay,
yeah.
I got it. Okay. Are you one of those that her ears whistle when you walk? Or do you have something between the ears?
No. I just know how to block it out.
Listen, if your ears were whistling when you walk, you'd be out the window.
No.
We need a smart co-host here.
Well, anyways, well, let's talk about a few bizarre things that have happened in life.
In life?
Well, no, in like over the last couple of days.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Sounds
well,
good.
Well, news that have come.
News. I'm
news.
Sure useful news, right?
News.
Stuff
yeah.
That we have
funny
to
news.
Know.
Funny news. Actually, you know what? This isn't funny at all. But I will tell you an amazing thing.
Uh-huh.
In Australia, like down in the south part of Australia. It's called, like, South Australia, Victoria. It's called the Australian Bite, the Great Australian Bite. Now, down there is very well known for the great white sharks.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And any fool, you know, and it's great surfing, too. You know how this whole thing, you know, idiots going places to get eaten by sharks or crocs.
Yeah,
and,
like
you
the
know
guy
what I mean?
That died
so,
yesterday.
Like, yeah, about the guy that died yesterday. Well, anyways, there's one guy, he canoes in the Great White, I mean, in the Great Australian Bite there.
Right.
And he came across, this is a couple of years ago now, he came across a white shark that was caught up in the fishing nets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he risked his life to free this goddamn shark.
Oh.
Okay. Wow. So he jumps in, he cuts the shark free, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
2 years later, every single day, this shark awaits this guy to get in his canoe and do his ride.
Are you serious?
I'm not freaking kidding.
Wow.
His name is Arnold Pointer, I think it is, Pointer from South Australia. And ever since he freed this shark, mm-hmm. right, the shark has been following him, like, on his canoe trips. And it, when wow. he stops paddling, this shark is 17 feet long, a great white.
Yes.
17 feet long. That's mm-hmm. huge, massive. And every time he stops, the shark comes up, rolls over on its back, and allows this guy to pat
Are
the
belly.
Are you serious? I'm not freaking kidding.
Wow.
Allows the guy to pat his belly, you know, like scratch the neck and wow. Like
I mean,
rub
you'd understand that from a dolphin, but a shark.
I know. Wow. This is a great, and there's like these beautiful pictures of this guy in his canoe, like doing exactly like rubbing
like
the belly.
The shark?
And
wow.
Apparently the shark gets all excited that it flaps its, you know, fins and everything against the water.
It thinks it's a flipper.
I don't know. I don't know. But don't you think that is an amazing thing to, like...
It really
just,
is.
Like,
I mean,
for 2 years.
You can't explain that. I
the
mean,
guy's going to die before the shark's going to die.
Yeah.
And so like... But, I mean, I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
And
this is like something you'd see in the movies.
Totally. Totally. I mean, this is just a science at its work. Like, I mean, obviously they're doing studies with her,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
as to why she's behaving like that. But yeah. isn't that amazing? An animal like that
yeah.
has a heart.
A predator. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
That is amazing, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah. I think animals probably think more than we think they do.
I think they
but
do.
But who knows? Who knows?
Well, you know that there's another guy, a 15-year-old, is trying to prove that goldfish have more than a 3-second span. So he's
yeah.
Been,
and how exactly is he going to prove that?
Well,
give him a test.
No, exactly. Apparently, what he's doing is he's doing an automatic feeding thing,
uh-huh.
and the goldfish goes to that feeding thing. And so he's done a test where he's taken it out for 6 days total.
Right.
And then has put it back in, and the fish knew immediately where it was.
Oh, okay.
So,
and that took 3 seconds?
To 4-point-something seconds. So, but the feeding tube was out,
yeah.
you know, for like 6 days. Yeah.
Jeez.
So, you know, it could be proven that goldfish have a longer brain span, no memory span than 3 seconds.
Maybe.
Oh, there's the castle.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the castle. I so want to see that film Nemo. Because apparently that's where that came from.
Finding Nemo?
I haven't seen it. But
oh,
I hear it's like
that's
the most...
in Australia. How could you possibly miss that? It takes place in Australia, in Sydney.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't know.
It's a cute movie. I thought everybody
That's what
seen
I heard.
It. Yeah.
I heard
it's
it was
very
really
good.
Cute.
It's very good.
Yeah. So anyways, what else is weird? Okay, here's something that's really weird.
Yeah.
There is this musical ensemble, an orchestra,
yeah.
that play on vegetables alone.
An orchestra now, that plays vegetables?
Vegetables alone. And this has got to be real because I found it in the Discover magazine.
Oh, wow. So, then it must be
true. It's got to be something going on. I don't know. So, anyways, it's a orchestra of 11 musicians. And they produce music by blowing into carrot tubes, strumming a pumpkin harp, snapping celery sticks, you know, like playing leek violins, pepper trumpets, eggplant clappers, and cucumber phones. Don't ask me what all this stuff is, but...
Now, so what does this prove now? I mean,
I don't know.
It sounds interesting, but why would they play on fruit and vegetables?
Well, check the picture out here, man.
Yeah.
Like the guy...
My God, that looks like a penis, man. He's holding this like a zucchini or a... No, it's a large cucumber. It's got a red bell pepper on the end.
On the end.
And on the other end it has...
It's a carrot.
A like carrot? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And the guy blows it like a trumpet.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And he's got like leeks and a pumpkin. See the microphone on the pumpkin?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What the hell is that about? Eggplant electronica is what they call the article.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I
thought I've heard of everything, you know, but this
I know,
is ridiculous.
That's what I thought. You know, the only vegetable instrument that I ever got to play was, you know, the old gum leaf between the fingers. And I thought I was cool.
Yeah.
But no, these guys are taking it a huge step.
Yeah, so...
Can you imagine all the food wastage?
Yeah.
Talk about food wastage.
So they do like a symphony or something, and then they eat their instruments. Make a freaking salad out of your instrument.
I'll tell you what, they start rotting away and then it's, you know, starts sounding
foul. Yeah, that's another
foul.
Thing. I mean, why would you go through the time to put together an instrument only so it'll rot in a couple of days?
Yeah.
Then
so
your
sound
goes foul. People will do
foul.
Anything for attention, you know.
I know. Well, obviously bizarre enough to be in the Discover magazine, that's for sure.
Yeah. So. Yeah, especially with Einstein on the front cover.
I know. Well, yeah. It looks like it appears to be that this issue here is a tribute to Einstein.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of there's a lot of pictures in here about Einstein and of course his siblings.
Yeah.
And so on.
Yeah, he was an amazing man. And,
he was.
And I think you know, and a lot of people they just see his picture and they're attracted to it because you know Einstein means smart.
Yeah.
You know and. And you always go and you start reading all his theories and it becomes so clear what a smart person he was, how ahead of everybody he was. And it's interesting to read about his life. In fact, I have a book or two that I've read about him.
And he was pretty bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was a very bizarre person. But and, any person like that, they are bizarre anyway. Yeah. So there's you can even purchase, say, an Einstein doll. In
like
the
a bobbing?
Like... No, it's even better than that. It's even better than that. Let me. It's funny. It's like a miniature figurine
of Einstein.
Of Einstein.
Yeah. And which, what do? You put him with your toy soldiers and play war.
There he is. Look.
Look at the hair. He looks like a troll. That's a figurine of Einstein made of plastic.
And look, they're even coming up with the original Einstein energy bar.
Now, what's he holding in his hand there? What's that white thing?
I don't know. Oh, a chalk. Probably a chalk.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, he's in a pose where he's teaching or explaining or something.
Yeah, he looks rather plastic, doesn't he?
Well, he is. In this case.
You
but
know
who,
what?
Who would buy that? I guess...
I don't know. I don't know. That's kind of funny, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's definitely not aimed at kids, you know.
But you know what the funniest thing I've seen with Einstein?
What's that?
This guy that I knew traveled overseas, and he'd never traveled overseas, and he traveled over by himself.
Right.
But he brought his little Einstein doll with him.
He had an Einstein doll?
Einstein doll. So you know how
so
people...
this is not the first one.
No, this
probably.
Is not the first one.
Oh, wow.
So, you know how people will travel around and they take pictures of this and that and
right.
that and that. Well, all his pictures have the Einstein doll in every picture. So his entire trip. It's a great ensemble.
Like, I see. So he did it as though Einstein was traveling and he kept him in every
exactly.
picture.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
And had him in every single picture that he took. And I'm looking through, I was like, wow, this is bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I was traveling by myself. I couldn't exactly snap pictures of myself.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like taking pictures of him.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like asking people to take pictures of him.
Yeah.
So he just, you know, snapped the Einstein doll.
Oh. Yeah. You know, if you have, like, a series of pictures from a trip or something or from a party... what I discovered is on the Mac, if you have a Mac, there's a program called Comic Life. And
right.
what that would let you do is actually create like comic book pages, you know, with the different shapes of the boxes and stuff and
right.
and the talk bubbles and the thought bubbles and all that, and with all the right fonts and
oh,
typefaces
really?
And so forth. So you actually take your pictures and you create like a comic book out of them. You
oh,
know?
That's cool.
And you can put like, you know, thought bubbles on the people and stuff, like what they're thinking at the time. And so I did a couple of those and it's really neat, you know. you create a story with your pictures. So if you have a Mac, I would definitely recommend you get that.
Get that,
it's really,
yeah.
Really fun. A lot of fun.
I found another program that you can... It's kind of like virtual... Discovering, you know, what do you call it? You go into, you have the map, right? The planet, the map of the planet,
right?
Of all the continents and everything like that.
Uh-huh.
And of course, you have the names of the major cities and capitals and so on, all the states and everything.
Yeah.
And if you click onto that state, then it brings up that state or that country,
right?
And then it shows all the little towns. Now, if you click on one of the dots on the town, then all these pictures come up from people who have visited there and have taken photographs and so on, and that you can actually put captures and everything.
Yeah.
So you're seeing through other travelers' eyes what they have seen in yeah. those parts. So you can go anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. It's like really, really amazing.
Yeah.
To see this.
Yeah, it sounds.
Yeah.
Sounds
well, it's part of the program of Google Earth.
Yeah. Okay. So that. Part of the in fact, that's exactly what I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're doing now. Actually, Google, they're taking cars to drive down every street in a city.
Right.
With 360-degree cameras.
Right.
And they're taking pictures of every street in a major city.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think they have like San Francisco and who
they
knows what
LA.
Other cities. They
have
LA.
They have LA,
yes. Yeah. So, I mean, that is like amazing, you know. I mean,
isn't
it just puts you right there.
Yeah, I know.
And I've seen things like this. People have done it on other websites, but not quite in the same way.
Right.
So you can virtually travel to anywhere without really going there.
Yeah. I've traveled to the farm.
Yeah?
Yeah, back home. Yes.
Yeah, did they show anything from the farm?
Yeah, it's not high resolution, like, you know, crystal clear.
Right.
But you can see the river that runs down the
yeah.
side of the farm.
So that's
farm.
A satellite picture, but
yes.
you don't have a ground level picture, obviously, for those places.
No, not yeah. for that place,
right.
no. I mean,
no.
you can like...
I can't imagine, yeah. It's like Google's... next project. Okay, we got to do Manu's farm now. So
yeah.
let's send the car over there with the cameras and do Manu's farm because a lot of people want to go there.
There's a lot of mountains around.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. But I was really excited about this other site because you know how people, you know, they don't know when they're traveling or trying to like, oh, I wonder what this place would be like. Mm-hmm. All they have to do is, you know, zoom into that.
Yeah.
And you can click on the different cities. And these pictures, actual photographs, mm-hmm. you know, come up, digital photographs
yeah, yeah.
come up.
Uh-huh.
And you can actually see what the place looks like before you even go.
I know. The internet is
amazing. Or just
the
experience anyways.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing.
Internet
is truly amazing.
Transformed our lives completely.
It
completely,
has. It has.
You know, and thoroughly in a matter of about, what is it? It's been about 13 years since the internet was introduced. Since it became widespread.
What was it, 1980? What was it, 19?
1994 is when the internet started. We started hearing about the internet.
Right.
Yeah. And
but
then, you know, I mean, all the tools, it's like you had to connect separately and then get another browser and all that
yeah.
stuff. And but eventually, obviously, it evolved and became, I think it hit like a critical point in about 1995, maybe 1996,
right.
people started to really take notice.
Yeah,
and
I think about that time was when I got email for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, wow.
I know, isn't that something?
I can write to somebody.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there were other services before, like AOL existed before the internet.
Yeah.
And there was CompuServe and there was Prodigy from Sears, which
oh,
was like,
that.
Yeah, that was
yeah.
like 20 years ago or something.
Yeah.
And... So there were ways, and there were bulletin boards, which ironically were called BBS, which is
oh, really?
Bulletin Board Service, right?
Right.
And people were able to connect through the computer and put up messages, you know. And today we take our forum for granted and stuff that we have on
yeah.
our website. But it used to be like a whole thing to have to get up on there and post messages and
now,
stuff.
Now, I remember working on computers when I was in high school,
mm-hmm.
and our work on that computer wasn't about, you know, the internet. It was all about programming the goddamn things.
Yeah.
And, you know, the A plus
yeah.
B plus
and that
this.
Was boring to you.
Oh, my God. It
yeah.
drove me nuts. I was like, do I really have to do that? This
yeah.
was in year 8.
I know. With me, it somehow attracted me because like a computer program requires you to think logically.
Right.
You know, it's sort of like, okay, this happens. Now what? If this, then that. If that, then that. You know, sort of a thing. You know,
it goes on and on. The fingers,
yeah.
the fingers go on.
You know,
on.
And you have to think about it. But today you have all kinds of tools where you don't really have to program each line by line. You know, you
just, no, everything's all simple.
Yeah,
everything's all automatic.
Yeah, I mean, programming is still very difficult.
Yeah,
and you only get weirdos to do that. You know, but and you know why they're weirdos? Because people look at them as magicians. You know, because software is truly magical. You know, I mean, the things that software
yeah.
can do. And they feel like God sometimes, you know, but it's all those jerks, all those nerds, you know, with their pizzas and Coke, you know.
Yeah, I dated a Microsoft guy. God, he was an idiot.
Yeah?
Ah, Jesus.
Yeah, that's right. You lived outside Seattle or in Seattle?
In
you
Seattle.
You lived in Seattle, yeah. When we went up there, we actually took a visit to Microsoft. They have a visitor center.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they're outside Seattle in Redmond.
In Redmond, yeah.
Right. And I've heard they have like a tour or something. And I thought, wow, you know, I'd like to take a tour of Microsoft. So you go there, and obviously they're not going to take you through the offices. So they have a visitor center, and they have like a little museum.
Oh,
and
they do?
Yeah, and it's very interesting because they show you things like hardware and software from when the PC started, like 1980. You know?
Wow, really?
And, yeah, and they show you how software has evolved, and everything has evolved, and it's really neat.
Do they have an example of the little floppy disks? Remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah, the floppy, of course. You showed me a small floppy disk. They used to be bigger.
Yeah.
They were like 5 1/4 inch. Then
they
started.
They were like this big. 5 1/4.
Yeah, 5 1/4, and then they came out with the 3 1/2.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And you're just wondering. I mean, today you couldn't even fit one photo on there.
Yeah.
You couldn't.
I know.
You know, probably not even a, Word document without any graphics on it. You probably wouldn't be able to fit on there. They were very small, like 720K.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break. You know, you have a Word document.
Isn't that amazing what computers can do now?
Yeah.
It's just like, my God.
Yeah, they're like so fast now. It's incredible the things you can do with them.
1 gig.
Yeah. I mean, look, how could we possibly run this station without computers?
Without computers.
You know.
Impossible.
And essentially, you can't run any business today unless you work in the produce market without a computer. Have you ever been to the produce market down here?
No, what down here
no,
somewhere else?
No, this is like the produce market where all the restaurants and or all the distributors pick up their produce and then they distribute it to the restaurants and things like that.
No,
and
you
to
know
the
what?
Stores,
I've
to
seen
Ralph's
it. I've seen it. It's like this big warehouse.
Yeah, it's huge.
Huge.
There's like a few hangars there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and more trucks
come in. I have been
there. Yeah, I was there once. I had a friend who worked in the produce market. So I went once with him like 4:30 in the morning, you know. And it was freezing there. And then you have to walk into freezers, like huge freezer rooms.
Right.
And pick out the produce you're going to buy. And you just fucking freeze in there. I don't know how these people do this. I mean, even in the middle of the summer, you would freeze in there. You know? It's just amazing. But, you know, I mean, the smell of all the fruit and the vegetables is just... you know, indescribable. It's just so amazing.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But I don't know how these people do all this hard labor. I just don't understand it. I could never do it. I used to do this when I was a kid, obviously. But now it's like, let me work with my head, you know?
Yeah. Well, our restaurant, The Waffle, our head chef, she goes down to the farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
And she buys the organic foods from there.
Yeah, that's where she gets it.
So,
probably.
Yeah, she does it off her own hand.
Most likely,
yeah.
And that's downtown here somewhere.
No. She goes to the farmer's market.
Oh, you're talking about a farmer's market. Okay.
Farmer's market, yeah. She goes to the organic farmer's market every week.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Yeah, so.
All right. I wanted to announce a few shows. We do have new shows coming up, and I just wanted to let you know because, you know, it's amazing how many people actually keep our station on all day and they listen to all the shows. It amazes me. So many people are telling me that. So we're starting to become what I want it to be, and that is what you do every day, what you listen to every day when you're doing other things.
Right.
You know? And so I'm, like, thrilled. But at any rate, today, right after our show, we have Gina Hendricks coming in, and she's going to do Love Life Makeovers.
Oh, yeah.
And she's going to have a guest today, and this sounds exciting. I mean, I can't wait for this, you know. Talk to me about matching, love life, dating. It's always interesting, you know. There's always funny things coming out of there. So that's Gina at 11. Of course, we have Amber DeLon coming back for her second show at 4 o'clock today.
Mm-hmm.
And... she's extremely excited about this, you know. I mean, and this is nice to have because she helps us draw a younger audience.
Yeah.
You know?
How
and
old?
Since we're all old farts and shit, you know. We're all in our 30s and 40s, and then we're gonna have, and then we just put up a new show, and that one is gonna be presented by Alan Graham. It's called The House of Detention. Okay.
What is
and
that?
And he sort of keeps mum about it. I don't really know what it's going to be. It's sort of like the description is going to the unknown and stuff. So I think he's got a lot of interesting, intriguing things there. But what he is known for is being the brother-in-law of Jim Morrison from The Doors. And
oh,
he was
right.
Yeah, and he was the guest on Evan's show, and that was like extremely, extremely well received.
Yeah.
So he decided he wants to do his own show. I'm sure he's going to talk about The Doors and his experiences and so forth. He has a book coming out called I Remember, and he writes about his memories with Jim Morrison and that. So, and he's got apparently a big following, you know, so it's a thrill for us to have him on the radio station. And his show is going to be on Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So 5 o'clock, and following him is going to be Evan Marshall with his Soul Kitchen, then Timmy Zucker with Rock and Talk. And earlier in that day, Sunday at 11, we're going to have the premiere of Living in L.A. with Alex Roman.
Yes.
Okay, that's going to be a cool show. And he's got an interesting guest. He sent me some material on her. And I'm eager to even talk to her, you know, because I've got some questions for her. Apparently she was the first one to come up with something. You know, I don't want to give it away right now.
Right.
And so I'm looking forward to Alex's show also.
Yeah.
That's at 11 on Sunday. Old times Pacific, of course, because we are on the west coast near the Pacific,
yeah.
Which is cold and stinky out here, but in Hawaii it's a whole different ball game there, and of course we have our own Lucia at 3 o'clock on Sunday. So Sunday is becoming very, very busy, and we're running out of time slots there. You know, already I have new hosts coming every day. And I tell them, you know, I'm not trying to push you. I mean, whatever, but we are running out of time slots, you know. So if
yeah.
you're going to do a show, think about
you
it
need
now.
To, yeah.
You need to hurry and do something. So so you can find out all that information, of course, on our site. We have all our past shows, folks. We have a lot of content already, and that should keep you listening for days on end, you know. Can you imagine how much content we're going to have a year from now? We're going to have such huge libraries of shows that people will be able to OD on us if they so desire, you know.
I don't know. And, I don't know where it's all going to fit.
Yeah, I know. But people do love archives, you know, in our other site on BBS Radio.
Yeah.
We're actually charging for people to use the archives because they're so I mean, obviously, there's a lot of cost in maintaining all this.
Right.
But the fact that people pay shows you that they're really interested. When they love your shows, they'll
yeah.
go and they'll listen to past shows. And I can tell you for a fact that we have more people, many more people, listening to the recorded shows rather than to the live shows. You know, because
yeah.
you get to time shift. You know,
well,
just like with the TiVo. Or,
well, all my family back home download it, and my friends
yeah.
download it.
Yeah. Plus, we play replays overnight.
Yeah.
So, and I've noticed a lot of people listen. So those must be people from different countries and so forth.
Very possible.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
possible.
Our listenership definitely went up, our show. You know, so.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm excited about that, you know. It's nice to know people like to listen to you, you know. And we try to give you the best we can, and we work at it. And I just realized we've been talking for 40 minutes without a break. So maybe we should take one. And
no way.
No, you don't want one?
No, I'm just like 40 minutes. No wonder I need a break.
Yeah. There's your break.
For everything that matters.
I'm not European. I don't plan on being European. So who gives a crap if they're socialists? They can be fascist anarchists. It still wouldn't change the fact that I don't own a car.
And everything that doesn't.
I've been in prison for 3 years. My dick gets hard after wind blows.
You're listening to the Sam and Manu Show on BBS Talk Radio.
Okay, we're back.
We are. We are. Check this picture out.
Yeah.
This is in, obviously,
oh my
pro.
God.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Don't this cover it. I've already seen it. Go ahead.
Well, I want to show it up and show you the full view.
You're definitely taking advantage of radio, right? Everything
oh,
you're showing today
yeah.
is visual.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Oh, wow.
This is in support of Greenpeace, the glaciers that are dying away up in Switzerland.
Right.
And so on. So this was a protest. So what we are seeing here, what we are both looking here,
mm-hmm.
is probably 1,000 or so people
uh-huh.
completely stripped down, and they have placed themselves along the glacier,
mm-hmm.
but naked.
Yeah. They're all naked. And isn't it cold there? It's got to be freezing.
They look cold. Yeah. There's a few of them with their arms close beside their bodies.
I know. And you know what? From the picture, it appears they had to stand there for a long time because you don't see clothes next to them. So they had to take off the clothes, then walk a mile or so across the glacier and just to stand there for the picture. You know?
Yeah.
So,
you know what? You're right about that. Yeah, there's no evidence of clothes or anything.
I mean, this
even
is like
close by.
Yeah. It's a wide shot of a glacier, really, with some mountains and stuff.
Yeah.
And people are just spread all around.
Well, it's a disappearing glacier.
See,
yeah.
Yeah, and you can see their asses all flashing. And this is in Discover magazine.
And you know what? There ain't too many nice asses right there.
No? Well, they're too small to tell. But have you ever been to a nudist bitch?
You know what? I have.
You've been to a nudist beach.
I went to a nudist beach, yeah. And God forbid, you know, I'm there, you know, doing my great old thing.
What's
and,
that?
You know, laying there naked, you
I
know?
I see, okay.
And this guy, you know what? It's always the guys that freaking ruin this bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
He's this fool walking around pulling himself off in front of everyone. Along the beach.
Pulling himself off.
Pulling himself
jerking
off.
Jerking off.
So he stood...
Walking with an erection?
Yeah. He stood in front of me. There was me and my girlfriend. I can't remember her name at the time. And we're laying there and we opened our eyes because, you know, you sense that someone's there.
Mm-hmm.
And there he is, just pulling himself off. So I got up and I picked up the sand and I, like...
Really?
Threw
you
it
threw
at
it at him?
Yeah. Wow. I was like, you freaking pig.
So he didn't, like, throw his load all over you, right?
No. But, you know, the... It's like it's things like that. It's like yeah. people like that.
That's I know men.
I haven't been
really
back to a nudist beach since because of that.
Yeah,
it spoilt the whole thing.
Well, it'll teach you from lying down naked. I mean, you're supposed to be walking around, aren't you? Checking out other people's ugly bodies. You know, I mean, God. You know, often you go to the. You're not gonna see any models there. That's for sure. You know?
I know. Isn't
you're
it funny?
You're gonna see all these fat, ugly people.
When you go to the nudist beach or nudist camp, there's not too many nice bodies.
No. And you know what? Every time I walk on the street and I think about it, we're so fortunate in this society to be wearing clothes because can you imagine if everybody walked around naked? You'd constantly be throwing up at some of the bodies out there.
Ew.
You know, with scars and layers of fat and hairiness and pimples and my God, you know.
Goodness gracious.
I know. The attractive part of the human body. But
I think we're extremely fortunate. I think it's all the overweight people that would turn me off.
Yeah. Well, it's not only overweight, you know. I mean,
cellulite. I don't want to be looking at cellulite. It's bad enough looking at my own. You know, I have to face that every day.
Yeah.
You know? I know. Something that all of a sudden my body decided that it wanted to. Ugh. All right. Well, that comes with age, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going back to our book here that we like with all the amazing facts.
Oh, yeah. Our amazing facts.
Yeah. And if I can find the page here. A few facts about food, which is, I think, very very relevant since people seem to be preoccupied with food these days. So check this out. Americans will eat 90 acres worth of pizza today. Just today.
In one day.
Yeah, 90 acres of pizza.
90 acres of pizza. That is so disgusting.
That's
it's unbelievable.
That's a lot of pizza. That's a lot of pizza.
Can you imagine? Then I imagine, what about McDonald's?
I don't know. They're not saying anything about that. But get this one. The potato chips Americans eat each year weigh 6 times as much as a Titanic.
Get out of here.
Potato chips we eat...
Weigh 6 times more than the Titanic.
Right.
Every year.
Yeah.
That's sick.
That's a lot of fucking chips, you know. And now you understand why so many people are fat.
See, I don't eat chips. And I don't eat pizza. Yeah. And I don't eat McDonald's, burgers, or takeouts. The only burger that I'll touch once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
And that would be, Oh, yeah. The In-N-Out.
In-N-Out? Yeah,
that's the only one.
It's pretty good.
Hey,
What's going on?
I have a vibrator.
Yeah. Well, we are going to have to start turning off our phones. I think it's creating
interference
here. No, I mean, just because of interference to the equipment, you know, I'm thinking maybe that's causing some noises and stuff.
Yeah, that's a text message.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, yeah, that many potato chips.
That's gross.
Yeah. I wonder how much beer goes down with those, you know. It's a lot of chips, a lot of beer. Yeah, so, now the average American eats just under 2,000 pounds of food in a year.
Wow.
So we eat 2,000 pounds of food. That's like, what, a ton? That's a ton.
I don't know what the conversion is.
And that's a lot. That's a lot of food. No,
it
6,000 pounds? How did I get a ton? No. No, wait. Okay. Never mind.
What? I can't
I'm all over the place here.
You are?
Yeah. If you're an average American, you'll eat 5,600 fried eggs in your lifetime.
Really?
6,000 eggs.
No wonder there's high cholesterol here.
Yeah. The average American eats the equivalent of 28 pigs in his or her lifetime. So I guess that goes back to how much to the 2,000 pounds.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Yeah. I don't eat pig.
The average American consumes 87 hot dogs a year. How many do you consume?
None.
Zero?
Zero.
I love hot dogs, man. You know, they have... do you like hot dogs? I mean...
No.
Not at all, huh?
Not at all.
Because, you know, there's a place here called Pink's Hot Dog.
That's so disgusting.
It's not disgusting. They have the best chili dogs you've ever seen. And if it was disgusting, you would not see a constant line in there. And I mean... morning, afternoon, and night.
I know.
A line
I've
of 25
it.
People.
I've seen it. And
standing outside.
And I tell them they're idiots.
Yeah. Well, they're not idiots. Obviously, there's something good there. They're idiots according to you. But if they love hot dogs and chili, that's a place to go. And apparently, a lot of people like it because they've got their walls full of every celebrity picture with an autograph that you can think of. You know?
even what's his name? David Hutchinson. What's his name?
Oh.
David
Hasselhoff?
Hasselhoff.
Yeah, probably. Is that what he was eating on this video? Hot dogs?
I don't know.
Or
was
hamburger?
It a
dog? Yeah, he was eating
was
a hamburger or something.
Yeah.
In that drunken video that he has?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that his daughter took? That is sick.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
But supposedly he's going through rehab now, so I don't know what his story is.
Yeah, well, he went to rehab, and he fell through, and then... So he had to go back to rehab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now this one pertains. This one's interesting. Do you like eating leftovers? Generally.
Oh yeah, if I've cooked a roast or something like that, yeah.
Yeah. You mm-hmm. like it?
Mhm.
You see, I'm accustomed to not eating any leftovers at all. You know, and I was always brought up with fresh meal every day. You know.
Yeah.
So I've sort of like I don't like to eat leftovers because they don't. Look as good, they don't taste as good, you know. And but look what it says. It says that 29% of Americans say that most of the meals they eat are made from leftovers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of leftovers to eat.
Well, I mean,
some people like it, like cold pizza. Some people love cold pizza.
Oh,
if the
no.
pizza
See,
is not
like
piping
no.
hot, I can't eat it.
No. I can't do that. But I'm talking about like a roast or a roast chicken or, you know, something
yeah.
like that.
Uh-huh.
That leftover is like amazing.
Gross. Do you heat it up? Or do
yeah,
you eat it cold?
Of course I do.
No, people eat cold leftovers. It's not unusual.
Oh,
a lot
no,
of people eat
that
and they like it. I don't know.
Yeah. I make all sorts of things. I make, you know, like chicken salads or beef salads or anything like that.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Well, with the new.
Yeah. Well, we've got a lot of listeners today, but nobody's calling. Nobody's involved enough. Maybe if we do something like, I don't know, some kind of a game or something. We need to start playing games with our listeners. Maybe they'll call in then. But people seem to be shy for the most part. But you know what? I mean, the thing is this, is that most people do not call radio stations, you know. It's only people that have too much time on their hand. You know, or they desperately need to talk to someone. And, okay, Americans, we eat an average of 100 pounds of beef per year. And about 50% of that is hamburger meat. 50% of all the meat we consume is hamburger meat. Interesting.
Yeah, you know what? I tried to eat a hamburger from work yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And because I don't eat hamburgers in the first place,
right?
I think I maybe ate less than half of it.
Yeah. You don't like hamburgers?
And then I just couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just not my thing.
Yeah. Not I don't know. I like fast food, but not everywhere. You know, there's only certain places, like Wendy's is really clean. So my son and I go there to eat sometimes. But yeah. All the Burger Kings and the Jack in the Boxes and the McDonald's, they all gross me out. Carl's Jr., you know, they're all gross. It's just that the people in there that work there seem dirty. The place is dirty. The food is not appetizing, you know. And, yeah, so, I mean, forget about it, you know.
See, I just choose not to eat any of those places, even Wendy's or Denny's or anything like that.
Yeah.
I don't eat at any of those places.
Really?
Good for you.
Good for you. So you eat at home a lot.
I do.
Good for you.
I cook.
I know all the food is terrible.
Yeah,
you know,
I buy fresh food from you know Trader Joe's or or the market, farmer's market, and then I cook. Oh my gosh, we have this amazing store like a Whole Foods, like privately owned Armenian Whole Foods store. Uh-huh. And they have their own little butcher thing. And they get their chickens from San Bernardino. You know, they go up every couple of days and they kill themselves off a few chickens and they bring it back.
Oh.
Same with the beef.
Yeah.
And they just cut it all up fresh for you.
Sounds good.
And it's inexpensive.
Yeah.
Way inexpensive.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Fresh every day.
And while we're talking about food, what do you think the single most ordered item in American restaurants is? What do you think people order most in restaurants?
In food?
Food. Restaurants, yeah.
French fries.
Man, you are fucking good. You know, yesterday you knew Japan. Today you know French fries. You're good.
And it's true, right?
You're in touch.
Yeah.
You're in touch. It's French fries.
Do you like
the French?
Yeah.
I don't.
France is beautiful.
I like their music. There's a couple things I like about them, but in general... keep them away from me. Okay, they're not friends of America.
Oh.
They're not friends of America. So
why?
They can go fuck themselves. Go ask them. I don't know, but they don't like Americans, and they reject a lot of our culture.
Yeah.
You know, and they're just shit, you know? I mean, they always side with the enemies of America, and, you know, they always take the opposite point, the opposite side, and they really irritate me, you know?
Always? You reckon?
Well, Australia. Many of them, yeah.
Australia just gave Bush the big finger.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
Well, as soon as our new prime minister came in, our new prime minister said, "Fuck you! We're pulling our troops out of this bullshit over here."
Mm-hmm. So they pulled the troops out of Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And they already have.
Yeah, they've only left like our SAS troops in Afghanistan, and that's it.
Mm.
Yeah,
good for them. Yeah, we need to get out too. We'll see with these elections who's going to get us out of there and how soon.
I'm curious.
But we need to leave.
I'm curious.
We need to leave.
Because at this point, I'm glad you say that, actually.
At this point, there's nothing we can do. It doesn't matter how long we're going to stay there. We cannot fix that place.
No.
You know, let them leave it to them. Let them fix it. We relieve them of Saddam. Now let them rebuild their own country. And whatever happens, happens. If there's going to be terrorists building their nests in there, then so be it. We'll deal with it then. But just to keep, you know, a military rule in a foreign country where we're not getting anything from it.
Yeah, I know.
It's ludicrous.
I know. The whole reasoning of going in there in the first place was a big cover-up of the real reason.
Yeah.
And I reckon the real reason was because they wanted their oil. Bush and his people wanted their oil.
They did not have an exit strategy.
No,
and you have to ask yourself, the most powerful nation in the world goes to war, no exit strategy at all. Okay, so when I say Bush is immature and stupid, I know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
You know, and I've said this from the beginning. I mean, he acts like a fucking kid. You know, he is, and I can't believe that we've had him for 8 years. It's just disgusting to me. So that's that. That's the politics for today. But one last thing that I think is very important, going back to food, is Americans throw away an estimated 27% of their food every year.
Yeah, I know.
So almost a third of our food we throw away. Can you imagine what waste that is?
Remember I was telling you about what our wastage is? Like, America has the most wastage of food worldwide, something like 40%. We carry 40% of food wastage.
Yeah. Well, it just said 30%. But
no,
but,
no, no.
Okay,
we're talking about the world.
Right.
Talking about the
world. Oh, okay. All
yes.
right. So our garbage is 40% of the world's garbage.
Correct.
Okay.
Which is kind of scary when you put it that way.
That's a lot. Yeah.
It is a lot.
We produce a lot of junk here. A lot of garbage. Yeah. Oh, well, you know, what are you going to do?
I know. Well, we can always say, I can change it. But it just seems so pathetic when you just, as a single person, you don't know, like, what can I do? As a single, one single person.
Yeah.
How do we start becoming a one big group? Yeah. I mean, look at Greenpeace. Look how huge Greenpeace is. Mm-hmm. And yet they still battle. And they've been going on for years and years.
You're asking people to change their daily habits.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. I mean, unless they have a good incentive to do it, they're not going to do it. You know? I mean, I'm still going to buy my cans of Diet Coke and all the packages. And it comes in packages. I mean, you have the carton that holds it. And then you have the cans and the plastic. But, you know, so I'm not willing to give up my daily conveniences, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's what happens. That's what happens. We end up with a lot of garbage. And but you know what? I mean, I'm sort of like tired of this environmentalism thing, because let me tell you why. I mean, we obviously have to be aware and very active about it. But the thing is that I'm tired of hearing how terribly we treat the planet, you know, because it's not going to help if we talk about it or do anything about it. The trend is towards just improving our way of life, which affects nature and the planet. But to keep talking about it all the time without doing anything, you know, it's just, yes, you know, we have emissions, we have we're using up all the oil under the ground, we're killing the forests, we're doing all this. Okay, we already know this. I mean, why would I want to have like a doomsday view of the planet every day, you know? So I know you're looking at me like, where the fuck did you fall off?
Well, you know, the good news is the scientists have now discovered, or have now established, that that Earth will still survive for another 7.6 billion years.
Yeah. The question is, will we?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't
say
much about that.
The bad news is life on Earth will end a long, long, long time before that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that goes without saying, right? The universe is going to outlast us. And but it's a good thing it's not in 5 years, because I still have a few good years in me to build a radio station. So I hope we don't...
I want 2012 to come around.
You do? What's 2012?
Well, according to the Mayan calendar, it's going to be the change.
Change of what?
Change of the world.
Why would we want to change for the world?
Well...
I mean, why would you be looking forward to something like that? What kind of a change is it going to be?
We don't know yet.
Okay, so why are you looking forward to it? What if it's a bad change?
Well, then it's deserving. I mean, if 2012 rolls around, in accordance to the Mayan calendar, you know, extreme shifts happen in the planet. And they've already have proven that the previous predictions of the Mayans that they had done beforehand were very accurate.
Oh, yeah?
And now the next prediction, or in accordance to the Mayan calendar, it's 2012.
Yeah.
So everyone's all very curious, like, okay, so what's it going to mean? What kind of change or what kind of shift is going to occur? No one really knows.
Yeah.
We can only assume
but
stuff.
Why is it focused on some ancient civilization that does not exist anymore and start going based on what they predicted? I mean, why can't you just connect to what's going on today?
Because of the evidence.
Evidence? It doesn't, you know, I mean, look, and even if they were right before, it doesn't mean they'll be right now, you know. I just don't get this. This is like a Nostradamus type of a thing, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, going to some obscure fucking culture, to some obscure writings, and thinking that this is like the Bible. You know, this is how things are going to turn out. Well, you know what? Bullshit.
Well, history teaches us a lesson, Sam.
What's that?
I'm just saying, history teaches us a lesson.
Yeah,
there's a reason for history.
No, but I mean, they're predicting something based on nothing. The world's going to change.
But it's based upon history already you know, things that have already occurred.
I don't buy that. It's a bunch of bullshit. It's a bunch of bullshit. Okay? That's just
what?
My opinion. You don't have to take it personally.
I
just don't like it.
Sam doesn't believe in aliens, UFOs, ancient
yeah.
civilizations.
Yeah, exactly. Because these are all fantasies. No, I mean, ancient civilizations existed. I mean, we have records. I'm not saying the Mayans didn't exist. But why would I adopt their predictions as something that I'm going to look forward to? I mean, look at all this shit with the year 2000. I mean, there's been predictions like hundreds of years.
Oh, that was technology. That was technology.
No. People said it would be the end of the world. It would be this. It would be that. I'm not talking about the computer problems that we had. But everybody started with the Nostradamus and all these other predictions, and this is going to happen, and that's going to happen. Because human beings are fatalistic. They like to think of the end of the world. It sort of like has an attraction to people.
Right.
You know? But what is so exciting about that? I don't get it.
Yeah.
You know? And they've all proven to be false. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, all these like bizarre things that you talk about, UFOs and Atlantis and all that stuff, you know, it's just like, you know, we've had so much time to come up with all these stories that, you know, you can't possibly... You know what? My life every day is getting up in the morning, going to work, sitting in traffic, coming here doing radio, being with my family. That's life for me, okay? I don't care about fucking aliens and UFOs. If they come, good, I'll deal with it then. But why am I going to devote my whole fucking life to believing in some beings that I will never see, never will encounter? Who cares? Who cares? And besides, I do insist that we're the only ones in the universe. The only ones. Okay?
That's what I think. Do you really believe that?
I strongly believe it. Strongly.
That we are the only human beings in this entire universe?
Yeah. You don't mean human beings. You mean like living things. Because...
That's what you just said. That you believe that we are the only living beings in
exactly, the universe. Not human beings. I mean, you're saying only human beings. Well, that goes without saying.
Right.
Okay? But what I'm saying is that, yes, I think we're alone. I think we're alone. Prove me wrong.
Well, we don't know.
Oh, so why would the fuck would you believe it if you don't know?
Because it's impossible to believe that we are the only ones.
Why is it impossible? Why? Tell me.
Why would just one planet in the entire galaxy,
because I'll tell
in
you
the
why.
Entire universe,
yeah.
be the only planet
yeah.
that has life?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Okay, because this happens to be the only place where you have the perfect conditions for life. The distance from the sun, okay, the Earth's rotation, the Earth's revolution, you know, all these things, the water that we have, the atmosphere, everything... is a perfect, it's like a perfect storm sort of a thing. Well,
right.
the combination of everything works here, and that's why there's life. Anywhere else,
do
it's too hot or too
galaxies?
Cold. What?
Do you believe in other galaxies?
Do I believe? I know there's other galaxies.
Okay, so yeah. there is living, there's got to be life in other galaxies.
Why? Why
because
there's got to be?
We are in a galaxy, our own galaxy.
Right.
Now, we may be the only living beings here
right.
in this galaxy,
mm-hmm.
but there are, and proven by scientists, that there are other galaxies.
Oh, there are other galaxies, but
yes.
it's not been proven there's life there. Of course there's other galaxies. It's not.
And I believe that there is other life in
okay,
other
so galaxies.
Okay,
so you believe. That's the key word here, believe.
Yeah.
Okay? So why don't you believe in God? That's something a little more logical to believe in than in aliens?
No, because my sense of God
mm-hmm.
is what is there, out there. It could be in this universe. It could be in another universe or
right.
galaxy.
Yeah.
That's my belief in God. I believe
yes.
that's my belief. That's God to me. Everything.
What is the aliens and the universe?
Everything that's our ability to be a living thing on this planet.
Right.
I believe God. Mm-hmm. Water is God. I believe the mountains is God.
Okay.
I believe the
but
earth is
God. But that's too poetic.
God.
Okay, that's too poetic. Let's get
no,
like literal
it's
about
not,
it.
No, but I am being literal.
No,
I believe this galaxy is God and other galaxies
right.
are God.
And who created that? Who created
this
all this?
Everything. Mm-hmm. God.
Right.
Who created us?
Right. Okay.
How did we evolved.
Question.
We evolved from microorganisms.
Right. And how did those microorganisms come along?
From the earth, the development of the earth,
right.
we came from
and
nothing.
How okay, right.
We came from molecules.
From dust, right?
From dust.
Okay, from dust. So what I'm asking you is from dust...
Microorganisms.
Okay, so from dust, okay? From dust, this planet became what it is, and the rest of the universe,
yes.
Right? But it's amazing, though, that on other planets, what you see pretty much is just the planet, whereas here, everything... is so intelligently ordered, mm-hmm. and on our planet that there had to be a lot of intelligence behind this. You want to believe that UFOs created this universe? Our planet?
Yeah.
Aliens? And
no,
who created those motherfucking aliens? Who? Who?
Well, you know, they're saying that they have found evidence of life, or... you know, that there was life on Mars as well.
Okay, like little fucking one-cell living organisms.
Which is where we came from.
Good, good. So maybe...
So you know at one point, too, Mars was a planet where life was, you know...
But if it's true and there's evolution, then why did those things not evolve to something else?
We're talking about, like, probably billions, trillions of years of evolution here.
Right.
I would think because you know how they're saying that we are the sun is gradually getting bigger.
The sun is the universe.
No,
is expanding.
The sun is getting bigger. Yeah, the sun is expanding.
Okay.
And so so obviously probably billions of years ago the sun wasn't so big. Therefore Mars was able to have maybe a similar environment as planet Earth.
Yeah.
And then, of course, planet Earth was too far away to start developing. So you can, I think you can understand that you know, as time went on, then it slowly, you know what I mean, life went from one planet to another and to another maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Right? But everything you're bringing up is maybe and I believe and all this stuff. None of it is substantiated. That's what I'm saying. So, you know what? If I have to believe in something, I believe in God, okay? I believe there's an intelligent force that created that's behind all this. Not in fucking aliens and pyramids and all that bullshit, okay? It's all man-made. It's all man-made and there is no life out there. And even if there is... Okay, it's so far that it doesn't affect us in any way. And you know what? If Mars is destined to have life millions of years from now, doesn't affect me now.
No. Not Mars having the possibility of having life.
Right.
It did have life.
Right. But what I'm saying is it had life of, like you're saying, of many organisms, right?
Organisms. Now, yeah, there was evidence of life and so on.
Right. So do you think there was intelligent life and then it digressed and became those very simple living creatures?
Well,
or do you think it's the other way around?
Well,
it starts from... It starts from unsophisticated.
When you obviously see the sun expanding, the sun is definitely expanding.
Okay, I'm here to tell you I've never heard that the sun is expanding. But if you say that it is.
Oh, okay. It's in here. Okay. I just read it in the
Discover
magazine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Which is part of our reasons why our temperatures are changing drastically, you know, like from, you know, what it was, say, 100 years ago to what temperatures are, you know, what you're seeing in temperatures now.
Okay.
And the sun is expanding.
Okay. All right.
Because
well, the next one you see.
Essentially, it is a star.
Yeah.
Essentially, it is a star.
Okay.
It's a life. The next time
you meet a living thing from another planet, please take a picture. Okay?
I haven't met him.
Oh, okay.
I haven't met him.
But you believe they exist.
I certainly do believe they exist.
Well, good for you, you know. But that's our stupid discussion for the day. So, you know, I mean, look. I don't believe in it. I'll never believe in it. The human mind has an incredible capacity to come up with stories, with fantasies, with imagination. And people are afraid to think that we're alone here. You know, nobody wants to be alone. People want to feel that there's other beings out there, other living things out there, hoping they will be as nice as E.T., you know. But that's just not the point, you know. It's not the point. And especially when these stories come from someone like a Dr. Bell or something, you know, I take it with a grain of salt. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah, look at the pollution out there. Can you believe it? You know, obviously we can see the whole city from here, and the sky's clear, but there's just a layer of pollution that looks like rust. And
or what most people will say, oh, that's the marine layer.
Yeah.
Have you heard of that?
The marine layer is it's over the beach. It's not here.
I know, but you know, like people like look at it, and you can tell it's freaking pollution
it's
because
pollution.
It's gray and it looks dirty, and it's a layer. It's an obvious layer.
Yeah.
They go, oh, that's the marine layer.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
And you know, and all this pollution is warm air, so it traps everything underneath.
Yeah.
And so we just have the pollution all the time. It doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah. Poor thing.
Yeah.
We're doomed, Sam. We're doomed.
Yeah. Well, Manu, I need to go to the potty urgently.
That's cute. I need to go potty.
I know. Okay, I'm going to take a piss. Sorry.
Broadcasting live from high atop the BBS Talk Radio building, you're listening to the Sam and Manu Show.
The Moody Blues. You like the Moody Blues?
Yeah, I've heard of them. And
The Other Side of Life.
That was a great song.
But I had to kill it because it's a long song. It's like 7 minutes or something.
Oh, wow.
And So.
So you only had to do a number one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, obviously. I told you I don't do number two in public places.
You hold it in?
No, I unload every morning before I leave the house. Doesn't that make sense? I don't carry shit around, literally.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Oh, boy.
So Obama is viewed by the Democrats as the most likely to be elected to get the nomination. You know, he's leading. He's got the momentum. And they're saying that the Democrats, in two different polls, around 70% of Democrats polled believe Obama will get their party's nomination.
Right.
So, like I told you before, Hillary is out, you know. And
so what is evolving from those pictures of him in Muslim clothes?
Yeah, they haven't said anything about it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of like just blew over.
I thought that they were going to twist and turn that and just bash it like nobody's business.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know what? Because of Hillary, you know, like lashing at him like that, you know, her party attacking him and so on. Her campaign. Mm-hmm. Do you think that could possibly? I am surprised it hasn't come across as her being racist, or having that racism word coming out and so on. With all this going on, particularly with those pictures of him, you know, dressed as a Muslim.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that had to do with race, but, you know, what can I tell you?
I don't know. You know how people can manipulate stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they can. But, you know, I think Hillary is sort of like out of the race, pretty much.
She is.
Yeah.
So it looks like it's Obama and McCain?
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
That's who it's going to be. And but you know what, the debate still goes on, like, you know, whether the decision of people to put Obama up front, does that mean that people are still more misogynistic, more discriminating against women than against blacks? You see, in other words, if he gets elected, I mean, let's hope that he gets elected based on his merits.
Right.
But if he's elected because he's black, but despite of the fact that he's black, I think would show that we're more accepting of blacks than women, in as much as giving them power, you know, which is so I think a Hillary win would be more substantial because it would reach to the whole world's women, you know, in many parts of the world, women are really abused in many ways.
You know,
so I think electing a woman would do better for the world as a whole. But But for America, I think it'll bring a lot of healing if Obama takes it, you know. And but, you know, I want him to take it for one reason, and that is to let the world and black people know that, no, America is not as racist as sometimes you think it is. You know, it's not. I mean, you look around you, there's blacks and whites all the time. They don't even think about the differences. And, you know, and then you have all these people complaining about racism and discrimination and all that. Look, I'm sure there's some people that don't, white people that don't like black people, but there's black people who don't like white people too.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing is I think we are at a point where we finally can let go of all these memories, of all these like contentions that and insistence that that we have a racist society.
Right.
I mean, we do in a way, but it's not as bad as they make it out to be.
But it's no longer just black and white. We're also looking at so many different other nationalities as well.
Right. But that is the most painful point for this
country.
Yeah, because of the slavery and so forth. So, you know, and all the laws, the segregation laws and all that, those are shameful.
Yeah.
But they're behind us, you know, and I think we learned something from them. And today, I think blacks are totally integrated into society, the ones that want to.
Yeah.
You know, if you choose to stay out of the circle, out of the game, then it's your problem.
Mm-hmm. You know? But I mean, I also understand too that there are some communities that remain in that community.
Right.
They don't step out of it. They don't know how to, or, you know, they're not brought up to step out of that community or that mentality.
Right. Yeah.
That's the same with the whites too.
But that's thanks to people like Johnny's favorite person, Al Sharpton, or you know, or Jesse Jackson.
Yeah.
These are the galvanizing people. These are the ones that supposedly are leaders, but they create all this hatred.
I know.
All this antagonism, you know.
I know.
And so I would like to imagine Johnny Dame in a room with Al Sharpton. I mean, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? I'm sure Johnny wouldn't pussy out like Imus did. But fuck Imus. Yeah.
Oh my God.
But I'm not going to rag on him. I think Howard Stern does a great job of doing that, so I don't need to rag on him some more. But he does look like an old woman, and he already smells like soil. He needs to go. Okay? He's close to the grave.
It'll be a revolution.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And now he's a pussy with his show. He can't say anything that he wants to say because of the whole thing of why he was fired, you know.
Yeah.
And the whole racist thing that went on. So, I mean, and they took him back, but the amazing thing is he has no ratings anyway, you know. So why?
Howard Stern?
No, Imus.
Oh,
Don
Imus. Imus.
Yeah.
Yes.
His nemesis.
Yes, that's right.
His nemesis, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the world of radio. And you know what's interesting? You don't see this on television, but in radio, many DJs or personalities, they pick an enemy and then they go after them all the time, you know? I mean, I can see how it makes for good radio, but it seems like widespread, you know? Every DJ, every air personality, they have their own enemies that they have to antagonize all the time. And
who
that goes
who
again.
Who does Howard Stern?
Well, Don Imus. Don Imus
definitely
his biggest nemesis, yeah. And but he's mellowed out. I mean, he doesn't beat up on as many people as he used to.
No. He has kind of tamed. I've been listening to the...
Well, tamed in one way, you know, but none in other ways. Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, everybody matures, you know. I mean, you can see he's a lot more mature than he used to be. but nevertheless, funny. And hopefully if we can get to the bottom of his ankle in our prominence, then I think we will have arrived. You know, he's just huge. He's huge. So that's that. And
I just like how they work. I mean, he's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And did you hear about this Wisconsin man that poisoned his wife with antifreeze?
Get out of here. What did he do? What, force it down her or what?
Probably. I don't know what the circumstances were, but they're calling the crime monstrous, unspeakably cruel.
That is cruel. That is an extremely painful death.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I can imagine. It's yeah. like your whole insides are going to be like catching on fire, like fizzling bloody, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, who knows what goes on in people's minds, you know, but all these crimes are just, it's hard to understand them. It's really hard to understand them, you know. People have so much shit in their lives that who knows what triggers it, you know.
I don't know anymore. That kind of stuff. That's when I wish that ignorance, that I was still ignorant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
See, the internet.
You are still ignorant. You just don't realize it.
Oh. Well, then I'm grateful in that case.
No, I just had to say it. It sounded funny. You know, I don't mean that.
I'm grateful in that case.
You are?
Yeah.
To what?
What, if you claim that I'm still ignorant? Because
I don't claim it, okay? I don't claim it. It's a joke. If you don't get it, tough.
My gosh.
Yeah, that's funny.
Help us, Sam.
So get this, okay? I mean, am I like talented or what? I went and sold Google when it was coming down, right? And I was left with a little profit. Now Google has really gone down. If I hadn't done it, you would find me hanging from a tree.
Is it even less now?
So it's less. It's obviously wow. It's a lot less. But since it's less, I bought some yesterday, again, and already made $125 today.
Sell. Sell.
I'm not selling it. What? I'm here to make a couple of $100, you know. But yeah. Although it makes sense, huh? I mean, I should just sell it right now.
Yeah, that
I
means
I could sell it right now, make $125, do that every day. Yeah. Except it doesn't work like that. Not every day is like that.
See,
See, that's what day traders do, and they just buy and sell on the same day.
Is that what that E-Trade is all about?
Well, that's E-Trade is what I use, and buy and sell stocks through there. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and you have like a portfolio and all that stuff, you know. And I mean, don't think of me as like a big investor by any means. But
no,
you know, I took
just,
a little bit of money and just wanted
just
to play with it.
Dibbling and dabbling, right?
Yeah, because I mean, Google to me is Google is the internet. It's not part of the internet. Google is the internet. Imagine how difficult it would be to find anything without Google.
Right.
You know. And now that we bring this up, something occurred to me the other day. Have you ever, like, you know, in your email program, like in Outlook or something, you do a search on something. It takes it a few good seconds to find everything. Now think. On the other hand, when you put in a search into Google, okay, in a split second, and this is not looking through 100 emails, this is looking through millions and millions of websites and finding the relation and the relevance and all that. I mean, do you know like how amazing that is? I mean, we take it for granted, but think about it. I mean, from the moment you click enter on your computer, right?
Yeah.
After you put in the search, you click enter. It's a split second, and then Google brings you thousands and thousands of results that are all relevant. You know? And again, I mean, this is in split seconds you're talking about here. You know? I mean, if Google told me, look, you do the search and come back in 5 minutes and we'll figure it out for you, I would understand. I would understand. You know? Because it's such a huge thing. But I mean, that this thing happens instantly, it just boggles my mind. It really does, you know, where we have, where you can search the entire internet in seconds, you know. And so that's one thing. Another thing is Google makes a lot of money from online advertising. A lot.
Look at that.
What's that?
A split second.
Yeah.
I typed in celebrity gossip.
Yeah. You see, so that's
boom,
what I mean.
Boom, boom,
I mean, your email is not going to find what you're looking for in a minute. You know, or if you search your hard drive or something.
No.
So, you know, so just imagine the infrastructure for something like that. So that's one thing. And another thing is that Google makes a lot of money on online advertising. You know, they're leading. Everybody who wants to be anywhere advertises on Google. They make a lot of money. So how can you go wrong with buying their stock and just sitting on it for 10, 20 years? You
wow.
know? Yeah. So, so that's what I'm about, man, a Google investor. And
pro Google here.
Yeah, I wish I had a lot of money so I could invest in all kinds of things. I mean, it's fun and it's interesting, you know.
Well, I just wish I could do that.
Yeah, Well, no, you can
only
learn about
it. I took a gamble, make an investment, thinking I was going to make an investment on the house. And, well, that bloody didn't work, did it?
No, it didn't work. But you know what? You're not the only one. I mean, the...
No.
You know, it's like constantly in the news, the housing market is flat, like the worst in 13 years as far as home sales.
I think it's going to take a long time for it to, you know,
to
start
turn around. Yeah. Who knows? You know? It depends on the rest of the economy, too, I think. But who knows? You know, I mean, right now, they're actually worried about inflation, which is like totally mind-boggling. How can you have a recession and an inflation at the same time? But that's economy for you. I mean, it gets pretty complicated, you know.
It's not even cheap to... I remember, years ago, like anyone who came from America to Australia, all of a sudden, you know, doubled their money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, everything was like, wow, got all this money now, you know what I mean? But and then, of course, you know, from Australia, if you came to America, everything was twice as expensive.
Yeah.
Well, now it's almost equal. And in fact, at one point, and I'm not sure what it is now, but at one point, Canadian dollar was stronger than the American dollar.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was.
That must have been a long time ago.
No, it was maybe over the last couple of years it happened. Or even last year, I believe
it happened.
What,
the Canadian dollar is worth more than the American dollar?
The Canadian dollar was a little bit more than the American dollar.
When, 2 years ago?
About 2 years ago or
something
like that.
I don't buy that, but never mind. Did you read that in Discover?
No, I didn't read it in Discover.
Okay, because look, I was in Canada 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And that was not the case. American dollar you had to buy for $1.20.
Maybe it was a year ago. I don't know.
Okay.
But I just know that.
Okay.
Because I did read
it
somewhere.
Okay. So I'll buy that. So in other words, you would spend, what, like 90 cents, Canadian cents to buy one American dollar?
I don't know, probably.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Let's move to Canada.
Yeah.
It's beautiful up there.
Too freaking cold. Yeah.
Have you been to Vancouver?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Really?
Mm-mm. No, I didn't like
it. You're the only one I know that didn't like it. What did you like about it? It's really interesting. Because, you know, it's like small, it's compact, it's clean.
Yeah, you know? Well...
You didn't see that?
You know, yeah, I saw that, but just, no, I didn't like it.
Yeah. It didn't remind you a lot of Seattle?
I hated Seattle.
Yeah, but doesn't it remind you of it? I mean, a small city, and it's got a bay, it's surrounded by water, and that, you know, I mean, it really reminded me a lot. Sometimes when I think, because we took two separate trips, one to Vancouver, one to Seattle, and sometimes I confuse the two, you know, when I remember something.
Oh, really?
Because it's so close, you know.
Maybe that's why I didn't like Vancouver, because it was too close to Seattle.
Yeah, and you don't like cold weather, huh?
And I do not like cold weather. Yeah. I just don't get with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather take cold than hot any day, you know? Because with cold, you can, like, put clothes on. But what
I know,
do you do
everyone
in the heat?
Says that.
Yeah.
But
with heat,
what,
it's like you don't have anything to take off anymore, you know?
No, that's why you wear sarongs.
Who does?
That's what we
wear. Well, I don't wear
sarongs.
Who?
But I mean,
who's we? You mean the tribe or whatever?
Well, no, our culture, I suppose. Yeah.
Well,
but I mean, like... I don't like clothing on me. Mm. I like my skin to breathe. I like my skin out in the open.
No, absolutely.
And
I agree.
And that's the biggest difference. Mm-hmm. I don't like putting clothes on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I never grew up. My God,
well,
I was almost.
Well, you can take them off right now.
I was almost 12 years old. I was still running around the farm in a pair of knickers before my father started screaming at me.
Yeah.
You know, put some effing clothes on. You know, that's what. My dad used to rant and rage.
Okay.
You can see him across the shed, you know, like jumping up and down with his hands going, screaming at me.
Yeah, well, you don't have to wear clothes here, okay? Clothing is optional here, so feel right at home.
Clothing is optional.
We wouldn't want you to possibly wear too many clothes by now.
Well, I just got a singlet on now.
Yeah.
We made the mistake yesterday wearing a sweater, and it was too blinking hot.
Yeah, it was very hot yesterday. But the summer, I mean, the summer in Southern California, you know, with women starting to wear sundresses or belly shirts, you know, no bras.
Mm-hmm.
That's the time to go out. You know, that's the time to be out there.
Oh, yeah. See? And why would you want to be in around a winter environment where everyone puts all these piles of clothing on? You don't get to see the body.
Well, it's different.
And then you might,
it's a different way of
life,
you know?
And then you might take them home, and then next thing they're all fat underneath. So you can't tell whether or not they got cellulite or like an ugly-looking ass. Or
well, if you haven't seen them without their coat on, and then you go to their house to...
you do wear a lot of clothes, not really watching your body.
Yeah.
You're not seeing your body change. So I just got fatter and fatter and fatter and fatter.
Really?
Yeah, almost got like... Yeah. I think my heaviest was like 186 or 180.
Oh my God!
Maybe 92.
How tall
pounds.
Are you, Manu?
5'10".
5'10". 180. Yeah. That's a lot.
That's a bloody lot.
Yeah.
That's an awful lot.
Yeah, for a woman.
Yeah.
Especially.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Ew. I was grossed out.
Really?
I even grossed myself out.
You must have been pretty fat. Well, but you know what? At 6'10", what's the ideal weight for 5'10"?
5'10"? I don't know. I've never really inquired about that.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah,
that's a good question.
Yeah.
Ideal weight?
Maybe 130, 120?
No, that's too thin.
I
think that's too thin.
For a 5'10"?
For a 5'10"?
So. Yeah.
No, then you're looking at a really skinny person.
Mm.
Like right now, I am weighing at about, I think I weigh around 150.
Mm.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
So... I mean, any less, I mean, at 120, I'd look stupid. I would look really stupid.
Yeah, it'd look like a tree trunk or something.
That's weird. Like a tree trunk with no leaves.
Yeah. But with a couple bumps in the front.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's if they stayed.
Yeah.
Right? Who knows? They might disappear as well.
Yeah, who knows?
You know, they're saying that... bloody Britney might be pregnant again.
Really? With this paparazzi guy?
Yeah. My God, if that is true, shame on her.
Yeah, she should be jailed for that.
That's terrible if that's true. I hope that rumor is not true.
Yeah. I mean, I'm asking you, what is it with contraception and people not using it? I mean, you know, give me a break.
Okay. Here's my evaluation. This is my own evaluation, perception, something that I've come up with myself.
Right.
You've got all these young girls running around, late teens, early 20s, and so on.
Right.
They're getting themselves into these relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for the most part, they're immature relationships, they're deceitful relationships, and they're not very healthy relationships.
Mm.
You know, or all of the above. Who knows? And I think the way... you know, people are growing up these days, they're so insecure about themselves that the only way that they feel like they have a purpose or a role is being involved in a relationship. They don't know how to be fully independent. They must remain codependent at all times.
Yeah.
And so what happens is, and this is from not just like assuming, this is from, you know, conversations, you know, that I have had with and talk, so to, you know.
Right.
Anyways, what I'm saying is, when this, like, when their partner is found out they're messing around or being unfaithful and so on, or they're about to leave, there's this extreme desperation in a woman. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, like, no, no, you can't leave me, or like, I'm gonna, you know, you can't do this, and so there's almost this deliberate, and I truly believe that it's almost a deliberate way, or it's a nasty way, they deliberately fall pregnant.
You think?
And it's in their head that if they have a baby,
they can attract
that they will. Have this person remain in their life.
Exactly, yeah.
For whatever goddamn reason.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Yeah.
And then it's...
But it does keep you connected for life when you have a kid.
It does.
Yeah.
But not in a healthy way.
No.
Not in a healthy way. And that's what happens. So this whole... Like, I already know this woman, you know, someone that I know.
Mm-hmm.
She'd been messing around with this guy who's... freaking married,
right.
Okay, had another wife, has kids to other women, but he's been having this on and off you know, relationship with her.
Right.
So what does she go and do? She falls pregnant thinking that he's going to leave the wife and come to her. Well, lo and behold, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what does she go and do? Okay, a couple of years go by. Next thing, I get a phone call. Oh, I'm pregnant. I'd be like, what? Yeah. What are you freaking talking about? And I was like, and who's the father? And there was dead silence. Mm. And I went, no, you fucking idiot. I was so mad with her. Mm. I said, I can't talk to you anymore.
Really? That's what you told her?
Yeah. I said, wow. I can't talk to you anymore. And she goes, well, you know, but I just really wanted to have my son with a nat, you know, like with a birth brother and right. so on. And it's like, that's your freaking reason for getting pregnant to a man that's a total loser that doesn't even support you now and never will.
Yeah.
And screws every other woman that he walks by.
Yeah. I don't know. Some people make stupid decisions.
Stupid decisions.
Yeah.
And that's what happens.
Yeah.
I remember this time I was on a bus. Here's this 15-year-old. She's pregnant. Mm-hmm. And she got pregnant deliberately to the high school boy who was popular in football because, in her mind, one, he's smart, attractive, he's the football star in high school, and he's going to become an NFL star.
Okay, well,
and
he's going to
pay
genes.
And he's going to pay for the baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
you know what I mean? And I think that's what's going on with the whole business with that.
Yeah.
And any woman says, oh, you know, like 3 months down the track and they're like, oh, I'm pregnant. Bullshit. Mm-hmm. I think every woman knows that they're pregnant within 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
4 weeks.
Yeah.
Without a lie. And I know that because I was there.
Yeah.
So I can speak from experience on that.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, Manu, we're going to end a little. No, I mean, that was interesting. I just said, I was signaling to you that we need to end the show a little early, just a few minutes early, because Gina is going to come in here, and I want to make sure that she's comfortable and she's got everything she needs here.
Oh, okay. So we're going to leave with a song and so on.
Yeah, probably a couple songs. So stay tuned. 11 o'clock, Gina Hendricks with Love Life. What was it? Makeovers.
Makeovers, right?
Love Life Makeovers. Yes.
That sounds really interesting. I don't get to watch it. I don't get to hear it.
Well, you will tonight. Later. Yeah, when you can download it.
Well, you know, I get home too late to watch.
Yeah.
Listen to it.
That's okay.
Yeah. See, I'm saying watch, not listen.
Yeah. It is radio.
It is.
Bye.